Andrew Short, Dallas, taking the tent down. I like that. David Villeman used to do that, but only when he needed a contract for the next year. So I guess in a sense you're the same way.
Yeah, but well, you know, these guys have really helped me out. Mike Kraniak, Paul, Dang, Chris the mechanic, Lima the truck driver, everybody, you know, pitched in. There's a lot of people involved on my side as well that helped me get to these races for the last few weeks. And like Seiji and Glenn, there's this guy Steve. I'm probably leaving somebody out. My wife, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, glory.
Family. Yeah. So, you know, it's been a really crazy and challenging time for me, and it's been some struggles, and a lot of good things have come out as well. You know, I feel like I'm a lot more well-rounded as an individual and a human, and I feel like it's going to serve me better when I get done racing, you know, from the business sense. So, craziness.
I didn't like that inside gate.
You know what? I lined up in the middle, and everyone was pushing wide, and I kept watching film and how it was, you could roll around, and yeah, it was a crapshoot. And I know you always say that about Villo, how he was taking the insides.
Yeah,
so
it's too much boomer bust, but yeah. You know, you didn't get a good one.
No, yeah, it was boomer bust, and it was bust for me. But, you know, I had 11th gate pick, so considering, you know, I could have been two outside of the box, that, I mean, that wasn't going to be good either, so.
Yeah. So, okay, so ninth, tickle all over you at the end. Already not happy with you from last week. So I was watching that pretty carefully. But, hey, it looked like a track it was hard to go forward on because, like last week, slippery, hard to get out of the main groove.
Yeah, the last two tracks have been really difficult to race. And, you know, it was funny because tickle came up to me after practice, the first one, and was like, "What's your problem?" And I was thinking, like, dude, did I hit him in that one? But he waited a whole week to come after me, and and he's rightfully so to be pissed, you know. I hit him. I didn't mean to hit him like I did.
Right.
I tried to come in hot because before the finish line of San Diego, I thought I had him passed, and he raced me hard. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to put some effort into this. And I ended up bumping off the track, and by all means, he should be pissed and upset. It was just awkward for me because he waited a whole week. Like, we missed riders' meeting, everything.
Yeah.
Like, come tell me. Like, I understand why you're pissed. I'd be pissed too, so. You know, so leading to that, last few laps, he's all over me, and I'm kind of riding.
You knew it
was him? Oh, yeah, I could see his pit board. Like, you know, Berluti is just like, get this guy, you know.
Yeah.
So, and that made my butt pucker, you know, so I'm trying to, okay, focus forward and go ahead, but it wasn't happening. But, you know, ninth, I beat him, but I feel like he gave it to me. He could have punked me for sure a few times.
Are we going to, do we have an announcement to make, or we're waiting?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's not official. Like, I haven't signed.
I should have hit pause, but sorry. I should have asked you this while I hit pause.
It's going back. It's Texas. So, yeah, KTM and BTO Sports, they're going to help me out. It's been a lot of work for a lot of people, especially Forrest. And, you know, Roger's been a big help. And a lot of companies I've been associated with that have been a big part of my career, like Western Power Sports and Fly and, you know, Vince from BTO had a big part of it, Witt, and a lot of these individuals I don't know much about, and just kind of getting introduced to them. And so it's going to be a new experience for me. I'm familiar with that bike. I rode it before it came out, obviously, the 450 at KTM. And, you know, it's going to be basically the third bike I've ridden in a short series, you know, because these two bikes I've been racing are completely different, and that KTM is going to be, you know, a new bike too. So
I think they fixed all those issues that you had at KTM. They look pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's race proven. Obviously, Dungey won the championship, and Roger and the whole company at KTM, they're very into racing and very motivated. So it'd be cool to align myself with people like that, and also some new ones with Vince and Forrest and everyone. You know, there's a big group of people that it takes to go racing at this level, and I'm looking forward to having a stable place because my head has been all over the place. I don't sleep at night. I don't really practice during the week. You know, it's like I try to practice during the week, but then I get a phone call, and then I'm doing a lap, and I'm not even thinking about riding, you know. So that's been going on since December, so I'm looking forward to getting back to normal life.
I know, last question, I know you talked about a little bit, but what about Kraniak Racing and really stepping in and filling the gap for you? Got a couple of sixths on a production bike. You've done good. I don't know what Mike Kraniak is doing. It seems like he's just doing it really out of the goodness of his heart. Like, there's no need for him to be here. No sponsors on the truck, nobody, you know, and the guys, they did it.
Yeah, Mike was a great individual that came in at a time of crisis for me. You know, I had to go buy a couple bikes, and I didn't know how I was going to get to the races, and he stepped in and, you know, allowed me to have access to his crew, his staff, or you know, a shop,
yeah.
a lot of things. And he did that out of the goodness of his heart. And I feel like he's been maybe in some bad situations. And I think he's a wealthy individual that has a lot of passion for racing motocross. And it was very cool that he did what he did. And, you know, I'm obviously really appreciative that he gave me the opportunity to go to the races for this long. And, you know, we tried to get some stuff going for the future, but with corporate America, it takes time.
All right, man. Well, thanks, and see you next week on an Orange Bike.
Appreciate it.